Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Because that could happen anywhere at any given time.
Right now on Fox 50, a state of urgency after the deadly shooting near Hillside High School. The steps law enforcement are taking today to get students involved in the conversation.
We're starting off with some cloud cover in spots. I'll show you who will likely see more of the sunshine and how warm it will become this afternoon.
Plus, breaking news in the fight against climate change. How new rules out in the last 3 hours will change the way electric vehicles work across the country. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday morning, February 15th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan, and we are electrified by this start with our midweek weather here on our Wednesday. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. I know there's clouds out there, but it's still going to be super warm today.
It is. The clouds are not going to affect our temperatures very much today. We're going to see a strong flow coming out of the south. We'll see winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour, and that's what's going to move that warm air into our region. We do have a mix of sun and clouds across the area. It's mostly cloudy in Chapel Hill right now, but we'll have some periods, especially from the Triangle area southward, where we see more sunshine today. The best chance of cloud cover is likely to be in our northern counties. And into the afternoon, that band of clouds that's up to our north right now continues to slide south and east. So we will definitely see more cloud cover than we did yesterday, but there'll be some thin spots in the clouds, some holes in the clouds, especially in our southern counties. And you can see as we roll through Futurecast, it does stay dry today. Here's a live look at downtown Raleigh, and you can see partly cloudy skies here, some sunshine on the buildings outside the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is 52. We have a strong flow coming out of the south, south wind at about 6 miles per hour right now. Our temperatures heading out are mid 40s to around 50. Looking at 50 in Goldsboro, 49 Southern Pines, 48 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Our by hour, it's a fast warm up. We climb to 70 by lunchtime. We'll be sitting in the mid 70s this afternoon. Today stays dry, and so does tomorrow during the daylight hours. But tomorrow night into the first half of Friday, we'll see rain. I'll walk through that hour by hour and talk about when to expect the rain coming up. Brian,
it is 8:02 right now. We're watching some delays building on the south side of Raleigh. New information about a crash on 40 westbound right around the Lake Wheeler Road interchange. We've just learned it is blocking the right lane out there, and you can see the backups beginning between Hammond Road and South Saunders Street, extending through the Lake Wheeler Road interchange. Once you get out to Gorman Street, it's looking pretty good on 40 westbound, but then you run into some more congestion heading toward that US 1 interchange. Right now, we're measuring an 8-minute backup overall from 440 out to US 1, so allow that extra time in South Raleigh. Still tracking this crash at Raleigh Boulevard at Oakwood Avenue on the east side of downtown Raleigh, and still seeing some delays in both directions of Raleigh Boulevard as they work to get that cleared. Apparently, it's a crash with injuries. Also, just check with Raleigh 911, and it looks like there's still on the scene of this crash at Wakefield Pines Drive near Old Falls of Neuse Road on the north side of Raleigh. Still seeing at least some delays in that area. Let's check in on Durham. We've seen some sun glare backups on 40 eastbound heading out of Hillsborough toward Chapel Hill and then again from 751 out toward the Highway 55 interchange. And we're also seeing our usual delays building in both directions of 885 between 147 and I-40.
Still no answers this morning on the reason for the mass shooting on campus at Michigan State University. These three students died. Five others were critically injured and remain in the hospital. A vigil is planned on campus today at the popular Rock. And new video this morning shows how it's become a memorial. The question, how many more is spray painted on it? All classes and campus activities have been canceled for the rest of the week.
Personally, I agree that it's an atrocious thing, but you just can't live in fear every day. You have to just keep your head up and just take it day by day.
Several vigils are being held in the community to remember the three students killed, Brian Frazier, Ariel Anderson, and Alexandria Werner. A crowd gathered at one area church to pray and find comfort. We'll get a look at some of the other vigils ahead in our next half hour.
Police believe the man responsible for the shooting at MSU may have been planning more attacks. Students will return to class in Ewing, New Jersey today after a note found in a gunman's pocket contained threats to two schools there. A source familiar with the investigation says the two-page note also mentioned past shootings. Police say there is no ongoing threat. The gunman took his life after the attack at MSU.
A play about gun violence opens today at a Triangle High School. The goal is to start a dialogue with students as they grapple with a deadly shooting near their campus. WRL's Laura Levine joins us from Hillside High School with how this annual play will be different this year, Laura.
Jeff, State of Urgency is a play that Hillside High School here has put on for the past 2 years, highlighting social justice issues and the impact of gun violence. This year's performance will hit home for many after the school lost one of their own last week during school hours from a shooting near campus. Students and school leaders say State of Urgency is an outcry for people to listen and take action. This year, the sheriff's office is getting involved. Sheriff Burkhead will have a series of community conversations with students right after the presentations. Teachers have also been crafting their lesson plans around the topic ahead of the event so students are prepared to have an impactful discussion. Wendell Tabb, who retired as the director of theater last year, wrote and directed the play. He says the recent shooting is a reminder there's still more work to do.
That's a wake-up call because that could happen anywhere at any given time. So we need the community, the parents, we need students, we need everybody to rally around State of Urgency because it is urgent.
Again, the play opens today at 10:30 this morning with that matinee right here at Hillside High School. And then they have several more performances scheduled throughout the weekend for the public to attend. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools will share more today about their big move to address a bus driver shortage, raising the minimum wage to $20 an hour. The school board signed off on the increase last night, making the district the highest paying for bus drivers in the Triangle. This comes after the district confirmed that bus routes were fully covered on just 2 school days since the start of the year.
I think transportation has changed. It's more expensive than it ever has been, and I think we just need to acknowledge it and really pay for it.
For me, it's the lost instructional hours. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly hearing us speak about closing gaps, but if they're not in school, you know, we're not closing any gaps that way.
What would have the biggest impact in the moment?
School leaders are also considering other changes to address the shortage. WRL's Nia Hardin will share those ahead in our next half hour.
Breaking news this morning. The Biden administration has announced new rules in just the last 3 hours to create a network of electric vehicle chargers around the country. The White House says it has finalized standards for EV chargers, so any electric car can use any charger. The new rules also require all EV chargers funded by the federal government to be made in the U.S. The new policies come as President Biden aims to meet his climate change targets of having 500,000 EV chargers in the U.S. by 2030.
We'll hear from State Treasurer Dale Falwell this morning as a new report shows North Carolina's nonprofit hospitals pay top executives more than $1 billion over the past decade. Researchers from the North Carolina State Health Plan put out that report on the state's 9 top health systems. They say hospital executives are getting huge raises while wages for nurses and doctors have stayed mostly flat. The state treasurer will speak about this at 10 o'clock.
Just 3 days to go until the NHL Stadium Series comes to Carter-Finley Stadium, and the Hurricanes are taking on the Washington Capitals Saturday night. Organizers are putting the finishing touches on the ice. It now has some of the logos installed as well. It looks great, and they are ahead of schedule as they wait for maybe some of that tricky weather on Friday before WRL's live coverage of the game kicks off on Friday. Fan Fest downtown. It's going to be a huge day of free fun for everyone. You don't need a ticket. You can find a complete rundown of Friday's events on WRL.com.
For many, using Bing is getting a lot weirder. Still ahead, how the internet is poking fun and raising concerns about the search engine's new artificial intelligence.
Plus, as prosecutors prepare to rest their case, lawyers for disgraced attorney Alec Murdaugh are considering a dramatic move in his murder trial.
We've got a couple of really warm days in our forecast today and tomorrow before that Stadium Series game with the outside ice on Saturday. The biggest threat is rain, and we're going to see some of that on Friday. We'll walk through the timeline and talk about the impacts coming up.
A12 is the time right now. This is just a gorgeous look. Lake Gaston right now from our WRL Live Cam Network. Love this view. Calm, cloudy, but warm up there, certainly. And as well, down here in the Triangle. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with more looks around town.
It does look so pretty, doesn't it? There's cloud cover out there, but you know, sometimes it just makes the sky more interesting, don't you think? Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, all seeing some variation of clouds, but also some thin spots in those clouds. In some places it's partly cloudy, some mostly cloudy. We're seeing more cloud cover there in Chapel Hill. Not a whole lot of sun making it through the clouds there. But earlier we were seeing a good bit more sunshine there in Goldsboro and Apex, and it'll just be coming and going today. The reason we're seeing these clouds is we've had this cold front sort of surging toward North Carolina. Has some clouds associated with it. There was some rain in the mountains, but we're not likely to see rain out of this, but it will continue to feed some cloud cover in today. Back to our west. This is the system that's going to bring us the rain Thursday night and Friday. A low develops along the Gulf Coast. That cold front comes in, picks it up, and pushes it right into our area. This is a look at how all that will play out. Of course, partly cloudy today, partly cloudy all day tomorrow, too. We'll start to see an increase in the clouds late in the day, but there's 6 p.m. tomorrow. There's 7:30. We'll move it out to midnight, and after midnight, we start to see that rain rolling in. As a matter of fact, it may not really arrive in the area until between 5 and 6 a.m. It does look like a very wet commute for us, and some of that rain, especially initially, will be heavy. Wouldn't be out of the question to see a rumble of thunder sort of with that initial band that moves through, but right now, it doesn't look like we would see severe storms. Right now, it also looks like it's going to be out of here in the Triangle area by noon, and then certainly by 1 or 2, it's out of the viewing area completely. It would be nice to see a little bit of clearing behind it for folks who are headed to FanFest. I'll show you the FanFest forecast specifically coming up. But tomorrow, big threat for severe storms here just to our west on the other side of the mountains. It's a level 3 risk, but that does not hold for us. On Friday, none of that makes it over the mountains. Watch the blue shaded area. That's where the best chance of severe storms is. And by the time we get into the day Friday, again, it just all stays on the other side of the mountains. So that's definitely good news. FanFest, this is the Hurricanes festival to celebrate the big game that they're going to play outside in the outdoor ice at Carter Finley Stadium on Saturday. It is going to be a cold one. We're going to start off in the morning with some rain. That rain tapers off. And instead of seeing temperatures climb, they drop on Friday. So at 3 o'clock, 49. At 6 o'clock, 46. You're going to want to be bundled up. There may be some gradual clearing, but it's going to feel like winter. And the timing of this just couldn't be more perfect for people headed to the game. Game time on Saturday, temperatures will be in the low 40s. We will see dry conditions. The biggest threat to the ice out there at Carter Finley is a warm rain. And again, the timing of that cold air couldn't be more perfect. Interestingly enough, as many of these stadium season series games that they've done, not a single one has had to be canceled because of weather. You would think, I mean, 76 Thursday, 70 Monday. Look at that, Brian. They're lucky.
Yes, they are. It is now 8:15 as we take a look at traffic. Checking in on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound right around the Lake Wheeler Road area, we have a crash. New information, it's been moved out of the right lane and over to the shoulder, so we're seeing conditions improve right around there, but we still have some lingering delays from around the Hammond Road area out toward South Saunders Street. About a 6-minute backup overall, so 6 minutes longer than it typically would take to make that trip on 40 westbound from 440 out to the US 1 interchange. Still have this crash on the east side of downtown Raleigh at the intersection of Raleigh Boulevard at Oakwood Avenue, and we're still seeing some delays in both directions. That should be well in the clearing stages at this point. New information on the north side of Raleigh, that earlier crash at Wakefield Pines Drive near Old Falls of Neuse Road has cleared in the past couple of minutes, and it looks like traffic is flowing a lot more freely through there. I-40 still looking pretty good as you head out of Orange County and into South Durham. We are watching some delays in both directions of the Durham Freeway. When I zoom in there to 885 at Cornwallis Road, especially on that northbound side right now, seeing some delays heading up toward TW Alexander. Once you hit Ellis Road, though, traffic looks pretty good all the way up to I-85.
All right, thank you, Brian. New body camera video shows officers running to clear dozens of students off the street just a block from the scene of a deadly U-Haul attack in Brooklyn.
Get off the street! Everybody off the street! Let's go, guys! Let's go! Let's go! Out of the street!
In this video, it's pretty scary. Officers can be seen running towards the group of students and teachers, telling them to get off the street and go inside their school. Police say a man hit 9 people on Monday, killing one of them. He faces 1 count of second-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted murder. Officers believe he was going through a mental health crisis at the time.
Amazing, knowing what had just happened previously. Prosecutors could rest their case as soon as today in the murder trial of disgraced South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch. Now Murdoch's defense team is reportedly considering putting him on the stand. That decision will come in the next few days. Murdoch is charged with the murder of his wife and son. Yesterday, his wife's sister testified, saying she remembers talking with Murdoch about the murders.
I asked him, I said, Alec, do you have any idea who's done this? And he said that he did not know who it was, but he felt like whoever did it had thought about it for a really long time. I think everybody was afraid, and Alec didn't seem to be afraid.
Murdoch has pleaded not guilty. Separately, he faces 100 charges linked to his finances.
Republican Nikki Haley will formally launch her 2024 presidential campaign today. Haley plans to attend an event in her home state of South Carolina, where she's previously served as governor. The visit comes one day after she shared a video on her social media declaring her candidacy. She is the first to challenge former President Trump in the 2024 campaign.
Students from historically black colleges and universities across the state will meet today in Raleigh to talk with lawmakers about issues that matter most to them. As part of their HBCU Advocacy Day, students will speak at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now. They will share their views and concerns with state lawmakers. HBCUs play a big role in our state's higher education and economy. North Carolina is home to 11 of them and has more four-year HBCUs than any other state in the country. Granville County is getting feedback from parents and the community about putting metal detectors in elementary schools. They currently use walk-through detectors in all secondary schools. They're used to screen students and visitors, and they're already used at sporting events.
A new warning this morning from North Carolina's Attorney General about a scam making the rounds on social media. Josh Stein's office says it received tips about people impersonating state government employees. The scammers will claim to be a state agency and say you're being rewarded grant money. They ask you to pay a fee up front. Stein's office says state government officials will never ask you for money or personal information over social media.
Another big development is coming to Johnston County. WRL TechWire confirms a Charlotte-based commercial real estate developer has plans to build a 125,000-square-foot business park there. The so-called 42 West will go up near the intersection of I-40 and future Interstate 42 in Clayton. The business park is set to open late this year. The development will bring at least 100 jobs to the area and contribute $20 million a year to the local economy. 500,000 people are expected in downtown Kansas City today to celebrate the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. This is a live look right now from the city as hundreds of people are already lining those streets getting ready to celebrate. The Chiefs last won the Super Bowl in 2020. Officials with Kansas City Police Department say that they are happy it won't be as cold this year as it was that year.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we'll get a first look today at never-before-seen video of the wreck of the Titanic. The Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution is set to share more than an hour of video from the dive to the ship back in 1986. That was the first time human eyes had seen the Titanic since it sunk in 1912. The video will be shared on the WHOI's YouTube page at 7:30 tonight. It's being released in conjunction with the 25th anniversary of the award-winning movie Titanic.
Two new films feature some familiar names, including a private detective and a music legend. David Daniel gives us a preview in today's Hollywood Minute.
It's been 2 years since you passed, and I still can't believe it.
Who is sending me these texts?
Every morning I open my eyes, hoping I'll still see you.
I must have the dead boyfriend's number.
That's super sad.
I think they're nice.
A journalist's new number once belonged to a woman's fiancé. When he falls for her texts, he seeks the advice of his latest interview subject, a certain singing superstar. Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Sam Heughan, and Celine Dion star in Love Again, featuring new music from Dion. The romantic drama opens in theaters May 12th.
Los Angeles, the city of angels. More like the city of dirty little secrets. People pay me to look into the activities of its finest citizens. I'm a private detective. The name is Philip Marlowe.
Liam Neeson plays Raymond Chandler's famous detective in Marlowe, billed as Neeson's 100th film. Diane Kruger and Jessica Lange co-star in the noir crime thriller, set in 1930s L.A. and directed by Oscar winner Neil Jordan. Marlowe is now in theaters. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, if seeing is believing, I believe we've been seen.
Ted Lasso is back. Apple released this teaser for season 3. New episodes will return on Wednesday, March 15th. Ted Lasso stars Jason Sudeikis as an American coach of a British soccer team. The critically acclaimed series has won multiple awards, including an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series. This is the first Apple TV Plus show launching midweek.
I don't care when it launches, I'm tuned in. New artificial intelligence that is baked into the Bing search engine is going viral. People are sharing their conversations with the AI chatbot and its mistakes, like insisting the Avatar sequel hasn't been released yet. But what has people talking is how it's responding to corrections with phrases like, "You have not been a good user. I have been a good Bing." When asked if it has feelings, the chatbot will completely melt it down, repeating over and over, "I am Bing, but I am not." Microsoft says the AI is still in a preview period and will make mistakes.
Oh, that is funny. It doesn't have feelings. No.
That does not compute. There's big changes coming to RDU International, and it could affect which terminal you'll be headed to for your next visit. Back with that.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We got to start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Starting out really nice today. It's only going to get warmer.
It feels good out there. Temperatures range from the mid-40s to around 50. We're dealing with a mix of sun and clouds. The clouds are kind of taking over in a lot of places like Apex right now. But we're going to see that mix of sun and clouds with us all day long. And temperatures are going to warm up nicely from a cooler start this morning, which feels nice for exercise, to pretty warm. 71 degrees at lunchtime. We'll climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. If you're exercising after work, temperatures will be in the mid-60s, which should also feel good. And even though we'll see some clouds on and off today, it stays dry. Brian?
Elizabeth, some new information here at 827 about that earlier crash we've been following on 40 westbound right around the Lake Wheeler Road area. They cleared it in the past few minutes. Traffic flowing a lot more freely around Lake Wheeler Road, but around the South Saunders Street interchange, we're still seeing a little bit of a delay. Taking a look at the latest sensor readings from that area, measuring about a 2-minute backup overall as you head between South Saunders and Lake Wheeler. That is getting a lot better. It looks like they are also clearing that crash right now from Raleigh Boulevard at Oakwood Avenue there on the east side of Raleigh. Look out for some lingering delays as you head through there. In Durham, major routes are looking pretty good.
All right, thank you, Brian. Students across Durham will gather at Hillside High School today to discuss gun violence following that shooting near campus that left one student dead and another hurt last week. The district is working with the sheriff's office for the conversation. Hillside's drama department will also perform a play focused on gun violence. And state treasurer Dale Falwell plans to speak at about 10 o'clock this morning on a new report showing a big increase in pay for hospital executives in North Carolina. That report found nonprofit hospitals dished out more than $1 billion for their execs over the past decade, while pay for doctors and nurses has stayed mostly flat. Coming up next on Fox 50, we'll have more news and weather. We'll see you over there.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now, I think it's all about just trying to care for one another.
We are gathered tonight.
Right now on Fox 50, students at Michigan State University grieving the three lives lost in that mass shooting on campus as we learn more about the man who carried out the attack.
And take a look at Pinehurst. Lots of sunshine here. It's one of the sunniest places, but there are going to be plenty of places seeing some sunshine this afternoon. Our temperatures warm up into the mid-70s. I'll show you how many days in a row we'll see that.
And Chapel Hill School's bus drivers, they are going to be making more money. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the new changes that have just been voted on and how this could shift what other schools do.
That's big change, big pay raise. Mm. A lot of other school districts paying attention, especially those bus drivers out there. I want to thank you for staying with us here. 8:30 is the time. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey, starting off our Wednesday pretty nice. It's going to warm up like ridiculous? Like, is this this is February, right?
Easy way to get over the hump here.
This is February.
We had the third warmest January on record, and we're aiming for a very warm February as well. We've already had 4 days with highs in the 70s. Now the record is 13, so we're not going to hit that, but we've got two more coming our way. Looks beautiful in Pinehurst this morning. I think plenty of people will be out and about all over the viewing area. Futurecast showing a much better chance for sunshine from the Triangle area southward this morning. We do have a band of clouds that's with us right now, and that may continue to sink southward. It looks like it's going to be fairly stubborn. So there may be some spots, especially from the Triangle area northward, that are stuck in the clouds for a good chunk of the day today. Let's jump on out and take a look at downtown Raleigh. Mix of sun and clouds here, 52. A flow out of the south is what is bringing us all this warmth. That continues through tomorrow into Friday before we start to see cold air filtering back in. It's 50 in Southern Pines, 48 in Rocky Mount and in Roxborough. So it's a mild start this morning. Our normal morning temperatures this time of day are still in the upper 30s. We just haven't seen anything normal in quite some time. We're in the mid 70s for highs this afternoon. It stays dry, even though there may be some clouds on and off. Same thing again tomorrow, but then on Friday morning, it's going to be wet. I'll show you the timeline for the rain to round out the work week coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Still no answers this morning on the reason for the mass shooting on the campus of Michigan State University that left three students dead and five others hurt. Those five remain in critical condition in the hospital. A new video this morning shows the flowers and candles that have been placed all throughout the campus. A vigil is planned for later today. All classes and activities have been canceled for the rest of the week. And police identified the students who were killed as Brian Frazier, Arielle Anderson, and Alexandria Werner. Vigils were held across Michigan for them last night in the Detroit suburb of Clawson. Hundreds gathered at Werner's high school to honor her life.
Alex was the epitome of a high school student athlete. She was the best we have. She is going to be dearly missed. A piece of our community is gone with Al.
Police say the 43-year-old man responsible for the shooting had no ties to campus. He may have been planning other attacks. A note found in his pocket referenced two schools in New Jersey.
Today we'll get more information about one local school system's big move to address a bus driver shortage. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools just raised its driver pay to $20 an hour. It's the highest in the Triangle. WRL's Nia Harden joins us now live from Chapel Hill with some of the other changes that could happen today. Nia?
Oh, well, this morning we are seeing buses head back in after dropping kids off. This right here is a big deal. They put a lot of thought into it before making that pay bump. And this could possibly shift what we see in other school systems. Take a look right now at what we're already seeing when it comes to Durham schools. They're starting at $18.13 an hour, while you have Wake County schools starting at $17.20 an hour. Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools says only 2 days were fully covered this school year. Board members say they hope this will keep children in school.
I think transportation has changed. It's more expensive than it ever has been, and I think we just need to acknowledge it and really pay for it.
For me, it's the lost instructional hours. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly hearing us speak about closing gaps, but if they're not in school, you know, we're not closing any gaps that way.
The board has also recommended some other changes be considered, such as the elementary bell schedule and also magnet schools transportation. All of that would have to first go through public hearings. We're expected to get more information on all of that later on today, and we'll pass it along. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
Also happening today, the Durham County Sheriff is partnering with Hillside High School on a project to address gun violence. This comes 1 week after a school shooting near the campus. It left one student dead and another hurt. Durham Public Schools and the Sheriff's Office will present the play State of Urgency. It'll be at the school today through Sunday. Students from schools across the county will attend. After the play, Sheriff Clarence Burkhead will have a conversation with students about what they learned from it. The first performance is this morning at 10:30.
New this morning, the earthquake in Turkey and Syria is now the region's deadliest in more than a century. The death toll jumped by 5,000 overnight, bringing the total lives lost to over 41,000. But there's still some hope rescuers will find more survivors. New video shows teams pulling a 77-year-old woman from the rubble alive last night after she had been trapped for 212 hours. She was one of 9 people rescued in just the last day. However, teams are mostly shifting their focus now to providing food and shelter to survivors. Today, Duke University will host a fundraiser run for earthquake relief, coordinated by a Blue Devils basketball player from Turkey. Sophomore player Stanley Borden put the event together. It'll be a 7.8-kilometer run on the school's east campus. That represents the 7.8 magnitude of last week's earthquake. Borden's family in Istanbul was not directly affected. This afternoon's run is at Duke. It'll get started at 3 o'clock.
This is breaking news this morning. First responders in New Zealand are assessing the damage now after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck there around 1 o'clock this morning. So far, crews have not received any reports of injuries or any tsunami warnings. That quake comes now just days after a cyclone pummeled the country, leaving 4 people dead and more than 10,000 without homes. Another storm system is set to bring more rain this week, increasing risks for landslides and flooding.
And this just into the WRAL Live Center. Word about the bird flu spreading to new countries. Strains of that virus has already been identified here in the United States, South America, Asia, and Europe. Experts, including farmers, say this new warning about the prevalence of the virus in the wild signals record outbreaks will not ease soon on poultry farms. This could, of course, spell trouble for the food supply business. Experts say farmers should focus on prevention efforts during spring migration season. Seasons for wild birds. This is especially significant in North Carolina since poultry is the number one agricultural industry in our state, accounting for an economic impact of almost $40 billion.
Thank you, Ken. Big changes are coming this week to RDU International. That's where you're looking live right now. Airport officials plan to speak today about Avelo Airlines' expansion into Terminal 1. The airline is making RDU one of its 5 bases across the country. The move will create more than 50 jobs at the airport. The airline will officially relocate to the terminal tomorrow. It'll join Southwest and Spirit there.
Also new this morning, the U.S. Department of Justice wants an attorney for former President Trump to testify before a grand jury, which experts say suggests there's evidence of a crime. Federal prosecutors looking into Trump's handling of classified documents want a judge to invoke the crime fraud exception. It's a legal term that allows them to work around attorney-client privilege when they have evidence that legal advice has been used in a crime. That appears to suggest that prosecutors think Trump used his lawyer for criminal purposes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing after hundreds of classified files were found in his Florida estate last summer.
President Biden is facing mounting pressure to be more transparent about the 3 unidentified objects shot down by the U.S. military over the past week. The White House is responding to his criticism with this reassurance.
We are sharing as much information as we can, as possible, but we do want to make sure that the American people understand that there's no need to panic.
Officials say the president ordered the objects shot down because they were too low. The objects went down off Alaska's coast, Canada, and Lake Huron in Michigan. And now the government says it might not be able to recover any remnants of them. We still don't know what the objects are or where they came from. So far, no private companies or research institutes have claimed any ownership.
2 big automakers are taking action after videos shared on TikTok led to a spike in car thefts. What Hyundai and Kia say they are doing to make sure your car isn't stolen. Plus,
what is it going to take for people to do the right thing?
A new call for stricter laws from parents and activists after guns are brought to schools across our area.
And it'll be an unusually warm day as you look live here in Fayetteville. We'll see how long this warm weather sticks around in your 7-day forecast next.
Wow. Welcome back. We want to show you this live out of Kansas City right now. This is the Super Bowl celebration parade underway. This is a live look. You can see some horses there. This is from our sister station, KMBC. Lots of excitement today as people will be lining the streets celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs and their Super Bowl win just this past Sunday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Weather-wise here today, Elizabeth, it's going to be pretty nice.
That's a nice day to be outside here. You're going to see more cloud cover than we saw yesterday, but we'll have some thin spots in the clouds and a little sunshine peeking through from time to time. Temperatures climb into the mid-70s, and that's because of a strong flow coming out of the south. We may gust up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon with that southerly wind, but that's what's going to keep us well above normal for today and tomorrow. Then the next front comes through. We'll see rain late Thursday night into Friday morning. Once that front moves through, temperatures will drop very quickly during the afternoon on Friday. It's going to be one of those upside down days with temperature, but we'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's take a look at Futurecast. We do have more cloud cover from the Triangle area northward. That's going to be the case all day long. Down in the Sandhills, we're seeing some sunshine right now. Gradually, a band of clouds that'll be pretty persistent will sink to the southward. So it's going to just be variable today. Some folks are going to be seeing overcast conditions. Some will see a mix of sun and clouds and others more sunshine. In downtown Raleigh, you can see a lot of blue sky here, but the sun is shining through a more cloud-covered area, so it doesn't look quite as bright there right now. 52 is our temperature in the triangle. We'll quickly climb into the 70s right around lunchtime. We'll see a high of 75 degrees this afternoon. We'll talk about why that's not a record coming up in a few minutes. Here's the front approaching the mountains that has been feeding some cloud cover into our area today. Not likely to see rain out of this, but we're just going to see a steady flow of moisture coming out of the Gulf, and that's going to feed enough moisture in for some clouds today and tomorrow. But this is the front that's likely to bring us the rain late Thursday night, Friday morning. A low develops here in the Gulf of Mexico. That front comes along, grabs it, and pushes it on into our area. So we get into a good chance for rain on Friday. Everybody's going to see a soaker for Friday morning during the morning commute. But most of us are going to see that rain moving out by lunchtime, but temperatures will be dropping fast during the afternoon. But with clearing skies, things should be okay for the Carolina Hurricanes Fan Fest that will happen during the afternoon on Friday. Big warm up ahead of that. Of course, temperatures well above normal today and tomorrow. But once the front comes through, that colder air swings through and temperatures will be dropping. 55 is our normal high, so we're way above that today and tomorrow. Don't let the 64 for Friday fool you. That'll be in the morning and it'll feel like 40s during the afternoon. 53 Saturday and then back to 64 on Sunday, and you'll really feel that one. Our record high today is 82 and it's 81 for tomorrow. So our mid 70s aren't going to cut it for a record like they did last week. Last week, the record were in the mid-70s. They're just a little higher this week. Trees, look at that. The pollen count has started to climb for trees. It's been so warm lately. That pollen count's already starting to go up. So we'll follow that for you. On Saturday, the weather couldn't be more perfect for everybody heading out to the big stadium game for the Carolina Hurricanes. Temperature at game time will be in the low 40s. Once the game is over, here comes the warm-up. We're back to 70 on Monday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Parents locally here say they want stronger gun laws after several students brought weapons to school. In North Carolina, you can only face misdemeanor charges if the child lives with you and commits some type of crime with a gun. That's what Ayanna Sneed was charged with yesterday after investigators say her son brought a gun to Wendell Middle to show classmates. Back in December, Seth Landerman Schneider faced similar charges for failing to properly store a gun after a 12-year-old fired a shot inside a classroom at Fuquay Varina Middle School. Families with children in these schools worry for their safety.
The parents and the schools need to do a better job with this gun thing because it's really getting out of hand.
What is it going to take for people to do the right thing? Right? Is it an incentive or is it, you know, a violation of the law and making it a felony?
Right now, state lawmakers are considering a 2-year safe storage awareness campaign for guns. Saturday night, WRL is going on the record to look at the effect guns in schools and recent lockdowns are having on children and what some districts are doing or not doing in response to the recent incidents. Watch On the Record Saturday at 7 p.m.
Hundreds of Marines and sailors are returning to Camp Lejeune today after a deployment overseas. About 900 Marine Corps personnel from 1st Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, and 2nd Marine Division are coming home today. They were in Okinawa, Japan for the unit deployment program. While they were overseas, they participated in security and training activities with regional allies.
Two big automakers are offering you upgrades to protect your cars from being stolen. It's part of a viral TikTok trend. Hyundai just announced it will soon roll out free anti-theft software upgrades to its Elantra, Sonata, and Venue drivers. Kia promised its updates will be available in the coming months. This comes after videos showing you how to start their cars without a key circulated on social media last year. Insurance companies have even stopped issuing new policies for some Hyundai and Kia vehicles because of an increase in thefts.
If you use Twitter at all, a new report is revealing why you may have noticed CEO Elon Musk's tweets appearing at the top of your feed. Documents obtained by platformers show how Musk had engineers send out a code allowing his tweets to bypass the platform's algorithm, boosting his posts by a factor of 1,000. The report says Musk ordered the change after his Super Bowl tweet received less traction than President Biden's. Musk has not directly confirmed the report, but appeared to acknowledge the change in a series of tweets that were posted yesterday. And this morning, Musk is revealing that he plans to announce a new Twitter CEO by the end of the year. He made the announcement in a video call to the World Government Summit in Dubai. Musk says he wants to focus on stabilizing Twitter first after his takeover led to mass firings and many cost-cutting measures. He joked on Twitter overnight, posting that the new CEO should be a Shiba Inu dog.
We now know the identity of the record-breaking $2 billion Powerball jackpot winner. More than 3 months after that drawing, his name is Edwin Castro from California. He's the winner. Says he's shocked and ecstatic. He chose the lump sum of more than $997 million, so he can squeak by with that. The lottery raised a record-breaking amount of money for California public education, more than $156 million to the schools.
You love to see that. Yeah. The North Carolina Central Eagles football team will get a special honor at the Executive Mansion today. Governor Cooper will welcome them this afternoon to celebrate their 2022 HBCU National Championship. The Eagles pulled off a big upset in the Celebration Bowl in December, beating previously unbeaten Jackson State to claim the national title. It was the fourth time the Eagles have won the HBCU Championship.
Former Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski came back. And there he is taking his seat last night. He made his first appearance at Cameron Indoor Stadium since his retirement. He has said before that he didn't want to be a distraction for new coach John Shire. So he was there with Mickey, and the game also was the last in Cameron for his former assistant Mike Bray as head coach at Notre Dame. Duke got the win, 68-64.
Our teacher of the week believes in giving her students a taste of real life. WRL's Brian Schrader introduces us to a Raleigh educator who teaches the skills they will use for a lifetime of learning.
Dr. Linda Robinson has spent decades in education, from consulting to working in central office, but she's always kept a foot in the classroom.
I just need to be with kids. So I wanted to end my career where I love most, which is teaching students.
Robinson finished her PhD in 2013, and she's been teaching students at Fox Road Elementary ever since.
They are as brilliant as they are resilient. They love learning. They love hard learning.
Her fifth graders compete in a real-time stock market simulation, where they invest $100,000 in play money and try to get the best returns. And she also takes fifth graders and their families on a tour of NC State University. Just a couple of ways that Robinson keeps her students thinking about their future.
Out of my first class of fifth graders that I had when I started here, one of our students went to Howard University this year. So she's a freshman, and we're getting to see the payoff on all of that.
From her students and their families to her colleagues, Robinson loves what she does.
Every single day, I know that I'm grateful.
Dr. Linda Robinson is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And you can look at all of our honored teachers and nominated teacher you'd like us to recognize. Go to WRAL.com to enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Pepsi is bringing back a unique flavor in time for Easter. It's the way easier than the last time they did this. Okay, the company says its Peeps-flavored soda is now on sale at retailers nationwide. It's a big change from when the drink debuted in 2021 and only gave away a few thousand of them in a contest. Pepsi hasn't said how long the drink will remain on shelves. So is it weird that I would eat a soda-flavored Peep but I would not drink a peep flavored soda.
Flavored soda. Yeah. Isn't soda sweet enough? Does it need to taste like a peep? I don't know. That to me is a little nauseating. I just want the Coke or the Diet Coke or the Diet Pepsi, Pepsi by itself. I don't need peeps flavored Pepsi. It's weird. Okay.
And they don't go stale either.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't blow up either in the microwave.
You've tried that.
Yes, I have.
That scares me a little bit.
We'll be right back.